We're on Yud Amud Beis at the bottom. Rav Shimon Omer Af Eluk Sheirin. Shimon says even Gitei Noshim and Shechrurei Avodim that were made in Erkos, written by a Jew, but signed by Goyim, are kosher. So how could that be? V'holah b'nei krisus. You know, how can a Goy create a get? Right, by signing it. Om Reb Zeira Yored Reb Shimla Shitosos Reb Elezer to Omer Eidem Mesira Karsi. In Echanami, the get isn't made by the people who sign it, but by the people who it's given over in front of. And it's talking where it was written by a Jew, signed by Goyim, and given over in front of Jews. So the get was written by a Jew, and it was given over to Eidem, that makes the get. And the fact that the two Goyim signed on it is irrelevant. Even Rabbi Lezer holds that Eidem Mesira Karsi, right, the Eidem Mesira, they make the get, but he holds that that's only where there's no Eidem signed on the get at all. But if there are Eidem Psulim signed on the get, it's possible, because we're afraid that people will think that these Eidem were kosher and relying on them, and they'll come to rely on them for other Eidus. Where it says, Hachem Mayaskin and B'Shemus Mufakim. It's talking where it's names that are only used by Goyim. And therefore it's clear that they're Goyish Eidim, no reason to come to rely on them. So the only time Rebbe Lezer was Machmer, that Eidim that are Psulim are signed on a get, if it's Eidim that could possibly be thought to be kosher. Rashi, Yored Reb Shimon, Krisa, Havdola, Loshen Sefer Krisas, Dekivin Lo Shaychi, the Torah's Gittin, the Kedushin, Ain Nasim Aidim Bedover. Somebody who is not in the Parsha can't be an aid on that thing. To see the cost of a Nasim, Mishi Yeshno Biksina, Yeshno Biksiva. Who can write a get? Only somebody who is in the Parsha of Gittin. But a Goy doesn't have the Parsha of Gittin Bechlau. Doesn't apply to him. Yored Rabbi Shimon Lashitosa Shavalezer, the Omer Aidim Asira Karsi. Aidim Asira Saget, who the Karsi? Kedar Perak Basra. Afa Pisha Ainol of Aidim, Elishinosim of Ifne Aidim. Right, Rabbi Lezer holds that even if there are no Edom on the get, but it's given in front of kosher Edom, that's good. Rabbi Shimon Nomi, Bahachi Machshir, Shim Sulo Bifnei Edom Yisrael. Again, it's talking where a Jew wrote the get, and Jews witnessed the giving over of the get, that's basically what you need. And the fact that the Edom are Goyim who signed on it is irrelevant. I, Mod Rabbi Lezer, Bumzuth Mitochel, Dafagav, the Om Rabbi Lezer, get Sheinol of Edom, kosher. Even though Rabbi Lezer says you don't need Eidi Chasima at all, Dafke Einol of Eidim. That's only where there's no Eidim. Aval Yesh Bo Eidim Psulim Possum with the Rabbanon. But if there are Eidim Psulim signed on the get, it gets Possum with the Rabbanon. Dilma Kaasi Lemimsrei Bapayu Mismachalayo. Because we're afraid that since they signed on the get, people may come to rely on them over the get in front of them too, and then the get's Possum in our Torah for sure. Because there's no Eidim Asira either. B'Shemos Mufakim Da Ovde Kochavim. Talking where the Goyim who signed on it had names that no Jews. Nobody's going to rely and say, since these Edim were kosher for this get, they're kosher other. No, they're another Goyim. The Meidi Yadi Dovdikachovnei. What's an example of shameless that Jews don't use? Amra Papa Gon Hurmiz Vovdina Bar Shibsai. Ubar Kidri, Ubati, Vinokim Ono. Those are names that no Jew has. They're specific to Goyim. Aval Shema Shena Mufakim, Mai, Lo. Right? But Shema Shena Mufakim, there of Shimon would hold that they get fossil. Right? Because of what's it called, the Mizuyef Mitocha. Ihochi, if that's the case, that Rav Shimon would agree, by Shema Shena Mufakim, that gets fossil, at a tani sefer lahuskru elav bisman shenasu behedyin, right? Liflog v'nisne bididah. The sefer says that the only time it's possible is, but if it was done behedyin. But if it's done with erkos, it's kosher. Why don't we say that there's a difference between shemos mufakim and shena shena mufakim, even if it was done be erkos? Bamed varim amur b'shemos mufakim, aval shemos shena mufakim lo. Where it says hachinami kamar, bamed varim amur. That's what it means. When is it kosher only Shemos Mufakim? Because then we don't say Mizuyef Mitocho. Aval b'Shemos She'ena Mufakim, but if it's Shemos She'ena Mufakim, even if it was done in a secular court by secular judges, nasa kamisha nasa behed yirupsulim. It's like it was done out of court by stam had yotos, and it's possible. The boy same was safe as in legite mammon. The safe is coming to tell me by monetary documents. Where there it is kosher, because a goy dina de malchusa dina, a goy has shaykhis to dina mammonis, so he can create a star, right, for mammonis if it's only a star raya. V'hachi kamar lo hus grugite mammon de psulim elabiz manshinasu behedyin. When is a get mammon that's only for a raya puzzle? In other words, we don't trust the goyisha edim when it's behedyin, because maybe they're lying, maybe it never happened, therefore we can't trust the star. But if it's done by erkos, a dayan, a judge, is not going to put himself in jeopardy, his reputation, right, if it didn't really happen. So you can trust goyish judges, because we can assume that they're telling the truth, otherwise they put their reputation in jeopardy. Tanya, okay, it's Rashi. Hurmis va'ovdina bar shibsai bar kidri bati v'nokim ona kulam shemos zayni ovgachav name. They were all names of goyish judges. Liflog b'didah berkos gufaya. Why don't we say there's a difference? Even if it's done berkos, it's possible to be possible. Why go and grab a new case where it was done behedyet, not in a court situation? That it's possible, even in a court situation, it could be possible if the shemus or ena mufakim. Aval shemus ena mufakim nase kishari shtora shel mecher shenasu bed yotos. That's what the Gemara means. That if there's shemus ena mufakim, it's just as if it would be done behedyin. Below erkos tahano vari psile. If it's not done berkos, for sure it's possible. The lo kapti arui nafshayo. They're not worried about their reputation. Stam goyim. Only if they're official judges, then they're worried about their reputation. The chas mishikra, and they'll lie. The al korcha chay nasu behedyet ashar shtoris kamar. Where it's done behedyet is going on other shtoris, not gitim. Ha'omdim l'raya, because there the shtar is a raya, and the only question is, are the edim reliable or not? But they don't have to create the chiyuv. The hasam ikal lefluge bin hedyet lerkos. To create a get doesn't make a difference if the goyim are officials or non-official. They can't make a get. The Rabbanan said. It's going back on the Reisha. Kol Ashtar Shel Mammon Ha'olim Berkos Shel Gachon Ksherim. The Rabbanan said that Shtaros that are only for Araya, they don't create the Kinyan. The Kinyan is made with something else, and the Shtaros are only for proof. Then it depends: are these Goyim reliable or not? Can we be somich on them? If they're officials, then they're afraid of their reputation. We cannot rely on them. If they're stam people, then maybe they're lying. Holy because you're going to share them. Kagon story mecher to the precious time. Le'el dezuze koni le'e v'shtore l'sadusa v'yama. Because what you're calling it with is the money. And the shtar is only for proof that it took place. It's only a record. The ilo de yoyev zuze kamayu lo'avi mari nafshayu le'michtav shtore. And we can assume that if it's done in front of judges, they're telling the truth that it actually took place. Because if they would be lying, they're going to put their reputation in jeopardy. But stam people, stam goyim, maybe they're lying. They don't care if their reputation is ruined. They have nothing to put their reputation to stake it on. Tanya. Om Reb Elezer Reb Yossi. Kach Om Reb Shimon L'Chachomim. Elezer Reb Yossi said, Reb Shimon said the following to the Chachomim. Bitsidan. Lo nechleku Rabbi Akiva Chacham akol shtoris ha'olim berkos shalovdi kochavim. In the previous generation, Rashi says, where Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim argued whether, shtoros that come from a goyish court, right, are they kosher or not. They only argued, right, shafal pishachosmeir of the kochavim ksherim, They only argued over the kashrus of a shtar that is produced in a goyisha court with goyisha signatures. Ba'afilu gitei noshim shechuri avodim, right? That they're kosher. Even gitei noshim shechuri avodim, again, where it's written by a Jew, handed over in front of a Jew, but signed by a goy. Okay, so the main get was written and witnessed by Jews, except goyim signed on it. Lo nechliku elizman shenasu behedjit. The machlokis is only where it was done behedjit. Rabbi Akiva machshir. Rabbi Akiva says even a shtar done behedjit is mutter. He says that goyim you can trust them. The chachamim poslim, and the chachamim say it's posel because there the goy may be light. Chutz migitei noshim v'shechruri avodim. Except for gitei noshim v'shechruri avodim. Reb Shim Gamliel omer afeluk sheirin v'makom she'en Yisrael chosmin. Right, these are also kosher. Again, b'shemus mufakim. The Tanakama holds like Reb Meir that what's it called, that edei chasima karsi. So if it's the edim who sign on the get that make the get, if they're goyim, it doesn't make a difference where it was written, what kind of names. Goyim can't create a get. But Reb Shim Gamliel holds like Reb Elezer that what's it called, that edei mesira karsi. Or the Tanakama holds like Reb Elezer, but he holds that even by shemus mufakim, it's mezuyif mitocho, it's possible with the rabbanan. Rav Shim Gamliel says no, it's kosher where Jews don't sign. They don't let Jews sign documents, so you know for sure it's a goy. So we have two milas, it's names that are specific to goyim, and we know for sure it was goyim because they don't let Jews sign in that place. Avamakom Shisrael Chosmin, in a place where they let Jews sign, we're afraid then that what's it called low. There, it's not kosher. Because we're afraid that people will rely on psulim in a place where Jews, who are possible sign. So where goes there, what's it called, a place where Jews don't sign, a place where shemos mufakim, atu shemos she'ena mufakim, where goes there, a place where Jews don't sign, to a place where Jews do sign. So where it says, why does Shmuel Gamliel say that in a place where they don't let Jews sign is kosher? Because then it's not mezuyif mitocho, because everybody knows these people are goyim, they don't let Jews sign there, right? So why aren't we goes there a place where Jews don't sign, that we may be afraid that they'll machshir it in a place where Jews do sign, and then they'll become to be somech on edim psulim? Shmuel says no, shma b'shma machlif. The fact that you could be gozer shemos mufakim atu shemos she'ena mufakim, right? Like, in other words, we're going to have shemos she'ena mufakim and be afraid maybe people think it's a Jew. That we're afraid. But asra ba'asra machlif. But in a place where Jews don't sign, nobody's going to confuse it with a place where they let Jews sign and come to be somech on edim psulim. So if it's a place where everybody knows no Jew ever signs a shtar, nobody's going to ever become to be somech on whoever signed on the shtar that are goyim. Rashi. Omar Reb Shimon lechachamim somach ledvorav da'af eluk sherim. Reb Shimon said to the chachamim, he wanted to bring a proof that he holds it even by gitei noshim and shechruri avodim it's kosher b'shemos mufakim. Lo nech lekur v'yakiva lechachamim shin dor shoy lefaneinu. In the previous generation, when they argued about this inyan, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim only argued Ashtoris Ha'olin, Shehen Ksherim, Lafilu Gitei Noshim Shechuri Avodim. Everybody agreed that if it's Biarkos, even Gitei Noshim Shechuri Avodim are kosher, even if the Goyim signed on it, as long as it was written by a Jew and handed over in front of Jews, and we're not Choshish because of Shemus Mufakim. Chutz Mi Gitei Noshim Lo Garsina Bereisha. There were goris chutz migitei noshim, the rabbanon goris la v'hochi garsina lo nechleku ela bisman shenasu behedyet. Right, where is the argument, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, where it was done behedyet? Rabbi Akiva machshir. Rabbi Akiva says even there you can trust the goyish names. The Chachamim poslim. Chutz migitei noshim shikurei avodim. Over there, except for gitei noshim shikurei avodim, they're goyim. What's it called? For sure, our apostle. The kivin shenasu behedyet, story mecher, dekaimi l'urayev, aleihem desad, they all think of chavim, sabchinen, apostle. Domer shikra, chosim. Avagite Noshim lo aleim samchin and ela edim asira. Veshemus mufakim kamari. Agite mamon, where we're relying on the goy, because it's a raya, there is fossil. But by Gite Noshim, it's not a raya, it's creating the effect. The effect is created by the Jew who wrote it and the Jews who witnessed giving it over. And the goyim who signed on it are irrelevant. They're not really accomplishing anything except their names are on the shtar. Therefore, it's kosher. If it's Shemus Mufakim, that we won't come to think that they can rely on them for other yiddus. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, af elu gitei noshim ksherim, v'mokum she'en Yisrael chosmin. Kolomer, af elu gitei noshim, sh'atem machshirim. Rav Shimon Gamliel now is qualifying. When is a get isha kosher with edim that are goyim? Right, Amos saying Sherim, the Makum Shein Yisrael Chosman, only in a place where Jews never sign. So no one will ever think that these are Jews, what's it called, and be somach on them for other ages. Beir Shein Ovdik Vichon Manichan Es Yisrael Lachtom, the Kivin Shein Yisrael Chosman, Bo Soir, Mikakol Yodim Shein Ovdik Vichovim. Since no Jew ever signs on a shtar, they don't let Jews sign on shtaros, right, in court, so you know that these are Goyim. So nobody's going to come to be somech on them for other things. They ain't somech aleihem. Umasal eniyah b'yerim Yisrael. They'll know that this get was given over in front of Jews, and the people signed on it are for sure goyim. Avamokum sheYisrael chosmin, but in a place where they do let Jews sign, afapi shashemus halalu mufakim dovei kochav. Even though it's clear that these are dovei kochav psulim, di machris bahani osilach shuri b'shemus shenu mufakim. Because since they what's it called, they allow Jews to sign. Will think that if it's names that Jews also have, they'll think it's Jews. And they won't know it's Goyim. And therefore, what's it called, they'll become to be Somech on them. So where goes there, what's it called, a, Shemos, what's it called, the, we're saying that in a place where Jews don't sign is kosher, in a place where Jews also sign is possible. So Mar says, what leagues are Mokum, Shemos, Rochos, and why don't we make a Xera that should possible it across the board? Even in a place where Jews don't sign, for fear, that in a place where Jews do sign, they'll also be machshirin. Ki heichi de gozer shemus mufakim, ato shemus shirin mufakim. Just like the Tanakama is gozer shemus mufakim, ato shemus shirin. He also, even shemus mufakim is possible. Because we're afraid if we rely on these goyim when they have clearly goyisha names, we'll come to rely on them when their names aren't so clear, and people will then be somach on them and think that they're Jews, and be somach on them for other ages. So there we do make a gzera. But we don't make a gzera that if it's in a place where Jews don't sign the chlau, and it's also names of goyim, that there we know for sure it's goyim, we're not gozer out to a place where Jews do sign, and maybe they'll come to rely on them there too. Why? Because people confuse one kind of name with another name, but they don't confuse two different kinds of places. Okay, Ravina sover lachshurei b'knufiyaisa darmoi. Ravina thought he would be machshur a shtar that was written in the assembly of Armoyim. It wasn't a full legal court. It was some kind of quasi-court. Omer le'raf from Erkos. No, only Dayanim in Erkos are cared about the reputation. But if it's a quasi-court, there you can't be somech. Because maybe they're lying. Okay, Omar Rava, Hai Shtora Parsoa, Demasre Niale Bapi Sadi Israel, Magbina Me Benechari. If you have a shtar written in Persian and signed by Persians, but it was handed over in the presence of Jewish witnesses, so it's a kosher shtar, and we rely on it, and you can be Gover, the Chov, right, that's written in that shtar, Ruvain Oshimon, $100, you can collect from Ruvain $100, only from Benechorin. Only from unleaned property, not property that was sold that you're going to go and collect it, what's it called, this debt. So it's as if it would be without a shtar. We believe it, so we have with testimony that what's it called, that it's, there is such a cove, but it's without a shtar. Only with a shtar can you be cove and make a chasm shubadim. So it's like a milva shalobishtar, with witnesses that we can trust. I have a holo yadi the mikre. Right, the Edim Mesira didn't know what it says. They don't know Persian. Where it says Biyadi, they were witnesses, Jewish witnesses who knew Persian. in order for a shtar to be kosher, it has to be written in something that you can't erase and not see the erasure. Because if you can, maybe what they witnessed when they saw the shtar given over was a forgery. Maybe what it said to begin with was something different. They erased it and put in a new amount. So they're testifying to something that may be completely false. Where it says Bafitza, no, the shtar was written on parchment that was worked out with afotzim, gall nuts, and therefore it's clear that if it's erased, you can see it was erased. And they saw it wasn't erased. You never write something significant in the last line of a shtar, because we're afraid that maybe the Edim who signed a little bit farther away, and they squeezed the last line in after the Edim signed, of something that the Edim didn't witness. So therefore, we never have in the last line something significant. That's why the last line is always Hakol Shor V'Kayim. Just go over what was in the shtar. Nothing new. So therefore, you can't add, if something's new in the last line, we don't go after that. We don't learn from it. Tomorrow says, Benahadar and Chanami, they happened to write the shtar like that. That they wrote in Persian, I call Shor V'Kayim. Or they wrote something that already was in the shtar before. Tomorrow says, Yehochi Meshabdi Nami, right? That that's the case. It's a good bona fide document. Why can't you collect from Meshubadim? Tomorrow says, lest they call her. The reason that you can collect from a shubadim with a shtar is because the word gets out that there's such a shtar, and the person who bought the field should have known it was leaned, that the person owed money to somebody, and it was possible they'll come and take his field. But if the shtar is written in Persian, and there's Edim Mesira, those Edim Mesira don't create a call. Right? It's not something that becomes well known. And therefore you can't blame the guy who bought the field. How should he know that this guy had a loan? And therefore, you can only collect from Bnei Chori. Rashi, Beknufya Darmoy She'ino Merkos. It was a place. It wasn't a bona fide secular court. Shtore Parso Shasu Beloshin Parsi. The Chosmu Parsim had Yotosalov. It was a Persian shtar, which was signed by Persians with obviously Persian names that were not used by Jews. V'holo Yadi Ha'edim Shemosu Vifneim. How did the Edom know what was being given over? How did they know Persian? The Mikre, the Loyade, my Niu. The Hechi Masadi, Lachrasman, Allah de Milsa. How could they give Edis that we know Ruvain, Oshim, and Ardalis? They don't know what it said in the Shtar. Mar says that they knew. They knew what they Persian. Shaini Yochlezai, if you need a Shtar that can't be erased, where you can't detect the erasure, because maybe the Shtar was erased and it was not what it originally was. Sheaklap Mesukin Bafotzin, it has to be made with gall nuts. Bishasi Buro, when they make the cloth, she owes him also shocher, because then it becomes black, and when you write on it, if you erase it, you can see where it was erased. The shuvein on him osibom mechik, the chosiv a kosiv alot, neshu nicker. The kalfe parsoim ainu mubonim bafotzim. The normal, cloth, right, normal, what's it called, parchment, isn't made like that. She koring goals. He could get the Edom to sign on something else, erase the whole thing, write a new shtar, and the Edom are there, as if it was this is what shtar was to begin with. The Mordechai says, no, it's talking where they prepared the cloth like that. Minyano shel shtar b'shita achrona, kedamrim b'get pashit, v'kanina min ploni, av amadakosu mefurish le'el. We only repeat what was already said in the shtar in the last line. We don't say anything new. Bina mahader shechusa b'shita achron echonami. That's what they did. They didn't write anything new in the last line. Lesle kala l'fishein chos m'Yisrael de saadi de chasim yashtora inun mafgil kala. Who makes the call? The edim who sign on the shtar. So since goyim signed on it, they're not mafgil a call. And even though it was given in front of Jews, that doesn't make the shtar well known and what's it called publicized. I didn't know you had any debts that I should be aware before I bought the field that I'm taking a risk. But if I knew you had debts, and if a shtar is signed by Jews, then it becomes public knowledge. Then you should have checked up on it. And if you bought this field, you knew you were, what's it called, and you didn't check up, it's your fault. Perek Beis Amrinan Dichasimi Alei Yisrael Torah Mishabdei. If Jews are signed on the shtar, then you can collect that debt even from leaned property.